If I can't stop him, at least I can drain his arsenal. I can make him use up irreplaceable munitions. There will be a chance that someone will be able to overthrow him.
He brought his head back to level and met my gaze.
You know, Jack, you're the only one who came.
You locked everybody out, didn't you?
I had to be secure. I asked for volunteers first.
I hadn't heard that part. He blinked.
You mean that's not why you're here?
Not at all. Borglund's won. I came to get you.
Oh. Well, I won't go.
You can't, I know.
But there just isn't anyone else.
He stared at the floor between his boots.
I wish there was. Anything, just...
Three tears plopped loudly onto the polished floor. He sniffed, wiped his nose with the back of his hand.
I'm sorry. I'm just so scared.
Me too. He looked at me with such innocence and said,
Well, Jack, you ought to get started. It's going to start any minute.
I lit a cigarette instead of answering. I puffed and thought. Now what? He had a damn good point about the time. And he had a damn good point about what Borglund would become. Damn it, I hadn't expected this. He didn't want to be a martyr. He had no interest in being a hero. He would have given up his role in a second if there had been anyone else. But there wasn't. Only him. He was the only one who could make a difference. Not that he would. He wouldn't. He would die. But he was the only one who could, who might. He had to. I guess I'll stay, I said without thinking. He looked surprised. I bet I did, too.
Why?
I shrugged. I won't leave without you.
I could use your help.
You sure could. You wouldn't have a chance alone.
And with you?
He asked, smiling. I shook my head. Dead as dirt.